Unseen trees creaked and cracked. The wind groaned and whined. It was easy to let your imagination get away and brood on the fact that thousands had been tortured and murdered there. You might hear their moans inside the wind, their pleas for mercy ignored even now. You might expect to see broken corpses rising up to demand vengeance on the living. I faked being a hero. I could not stop shaking, though. I pulled my blanket tighter. That did not help either. Candias! One Eye sneered, like the little shit wasn't about to have a seizure himself. That bone-head goblin don't quit farting around and get his dead ass back here. I'm gonna go strip him bare-butt and nail him to a chunk of ice. That's creative. Don't be no wise-ass kid, Isle. An especially exuberant gust took off with what he would. It wasn't just the cold making a shake, though nobody would admit that. It was the place, and the mission, and the fact that heavy cloud cover robbed us of even the meager comradeship of starlight. It was goddamn dark, and these stranglers might now be friends with the man who ran shadows. A little bird said. Actually, a big blackbird said. We spend too much time in town, I grumbled. One Eye didn't respond. Ty Day did, though, with a grunt. But that was a speech for this particular Nguyenbao. The wind brought the creak of a stealthy footfall. One Eye barked, God damn it, goblin! Quit stomping around! You want the whole damned world to know we're here? Never mind that goblin could not be heard 5 feet away, dancing. One Eye refuses to be constrained by mundane reason or consistency. Goblin drifted into place in front of me, squatted. His yellow teeth chattered.
All set, he murmured. Whenever you're ready.
We'd better do it then, before I break out on a case of common sense. I grunted as I rose. My knees crackled. My muscles did not want to stretch anymore. I swore. I was getting too damned old for this shit. Though at 34, I was the baby of the bunch. Move out, I said, loudly enough to be heard by most everyone. You couldn't use hand signals in that darkness. We were downwind, and Goblin had done his stuff. Noise was not a worry. The men drifted away, mostly so quietly that I had trouble believing I was alone suddenly except for my bodyguard. We moved too. Ty Day covered my back. The night didn't bother him. Maybe he has eyes like a cat. I had plenty of mixed feelings. This was the first time I had run a raid. I was not sure I was over Digigore enough to handle it. I shied at shadows and remained crazy suspicious of everybody outside the company, for no reason I could understand. But Croker insisted. So here I was sneaking around in a dark and evil forest with icicles hanging off my butt, directing the first purely company op in years.